Well, to the courts now, where a senior Garda who took over the investigation into the disappearance of Cork woman Tina Satchwell has said she can't answer why an invasive search of her house in Youghal was not carried out until more than 6.5 years after she went missing. Ms. Satchwell had been reported missing by her husband Richard in March 2017. Her body was found in October 2023, buried under the stairs in the couple's sitting room. Richard Satchwell has pleaded not guilty to murder. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has been following the case. Orla, today's hearing focused on the Garda search of the Satchwell home. What more did you hear?
Well, we heard from Superintendent Amory Toomey, who took over the investigation into the disappearance of Tina Satchwell on August the 16th, 2021. This followed the retirement of the previous senior investigating officer, and it was almost 4.5 years after Tina Satchwell was first reported missing by her husband. Superintendent Toomey said she and her team familiarised themselves with all the material in the incident room, and once she had reviewed the material, she said she had reasonable grounds to believe Ms. Satchwell was not a living person and had met with death through unlawful means, and she formed that belief in late January, early February 2022. Now, by the end of August that year, she said she had reasonable grounds to believe Richard Satchwell's arrest was necessary for the proper investigation into the murder of Tina Satchwell. But she said he was not arrested immediately. 58 new lines of inquiries were followed up, locations were searched for evidence, and she went into the district court on October the 9th, 2023 to obtain a warrant to carry out what she described as an invasive and intrusive search of the house. She said that when she went to the house on October the 10th, she had a building contractor in tow as well as a forensic archaeologist, and she explained to Richard Satchwell that there was going to be an intrusive search of his house. He was also arrested on that same evening. Now, she was cross-examined by Defence Counsel Brendan Grehan, and she said she was aware of a previous search of the house in June 2017. She was aware of this, she said, from material contained in the incident room, and she was asked if she thought this search in 2017 was a thorough search. She said she couldn't speak to that as she wasn't there. She said she had no involvement whatsoever in the investigation prior to August 2021. She agreed she had seen photographs taken by Gardaí during that 2017 search, and these photographs showed some structural changes in the house, including plasterboard, new plasterboard on a wall, new steps on the stairs, new brickwork on a wall underneath the stairs. Mr. Grehan asked her if there was anything that would have prevented the Gardaí conducting an invasive search of the building with excavators with digging equipment in June 2017. And Superintendent Toomey said she couldn't answer that. She said she couldn't account for the beliefs or thoughts of the previous investigating team. She agreed that they would have obtained similar search warrants, but she said the district court granted the search warrants, and she agreed that it was up to the senior investigating officer then as to what Gardaí did once they were inside the property. She agreed that in 2023 she told the district court judge she was concerned with renovations to the house as well as structural changes and areas of the property not previously explored. And as the jury have already heard, Tina Satchwell's skeletal remains were found in a grave dug underneath the stairs in the sitting room on October the 11th, 2023.
Orla, thank you. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.